Dr. Calvin Simmons is old school. He doesn't have time limits on patient visits and relies on countless manila folders stuffed with paper charts. He's been practicing this way for almost 40 years, and he's not about to pick up an iPad during an exam.
I get patients weekly who come to see me and say, the reason I came to see you is because my neighbor said you would look at me while we were talking.
Simmons, who works at Family Medical Associates in Louisville, is among the minority of family doctors in North Texas who have not gotten on board with electronic medical records. Digital charts are supposed to make caring for patients easier, simplifying tedious tasks like writing down medical histories, filling out lab requests, and managing prescriptions. Simmons says instead of speeding the process up, it distracts him.
What happens is when you're doing electronic medical records, for the most part, you're more attentive to the electronic medical records than you are to the patient.
The federal government offers financial incentives to coax doctors and hospitals to adopt this technology. Soon, there will be penalties instead of rewards. Starting in 2015, physicians not using a certified electronic medical record will have their Medicare reimbursements cut by 1% to start. Travis Broom of the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services in North Texas says this is a key component of Obamacare, paying for quality instead of quantity.
So if you're going to pay for quality, you have to be able to measure quality. Measuring quality in the past was very, very difficult without technology, and we really think the electronic health records are the tools we need to do that.
Broom says 80% of hospitals in North Texas have gone digital and cashed in on nearly $200 million federal incentive dollars. Texas doctors in small practices are more divided. Just look into the office next door to Calvin Simmons.
So I couldn't function without an electronic record right now.
Dr. Edward Kramer has worked alongside Dr. Simmons for almost 2 decades. They cover for each other when one goes out of town and grab lunch on occasion. But when it comes time to see a patient, Kramer rolls out a laptop instead of carrying a clipboard.
Can tell me a little bit about why you're here in the first place.
He asks about symptoms and the patient's overall health, all the while typing, glancing up at the patient and back at the screen.
What about alcohol use?
Kramer is a true early adopter.
I started using electronic health record in 1993. It was a monochrome screen on a portable computer operating DOS 3.0.
Back then, the system just kept track of basic information. The software he uses now, called Practice Fusion, can notify him of allergy alerts and possible drug interactions.
If I'm at home and a patient calls me in the middle of the night, I can look up their electronic record. I can see what I did to them last.
The patient can also access lab results online rather than having to swing by the office. Dr. Kramer is excited by the potential of cloud-based record keeping and data analysis. His colleague, well, think of it as a second opinion.
If we get to be Star Trekkies and we rely on the computer to go and tell me the diagnosis and the treatment that we're going to have, at some point, that's not in anyone's best interest.
And here's the thing. Each doctor has had patients leave because of their approach to technology. Some ditched Simmons, he says, because they wanted him to go digital. Others dropped Kramer because they didn't like his face glued to the screen. Soon, neither patients nor doctors will have much of a choice. The future is in electronic health records. It's how and when we use them that's up in the air. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.